wants, cause I know it's somebody that wants my mind. And I'm gonna be preoccupied and dedicated to emotional hits like this one here, you understand me? Keeping it grump, keeping it on the real. Hey, P.O., we get it grump. Everybody wants to crack. Come on, y'all. Everybody wants to crack.
Poets to come, orators, singers, musicians to come. Not today is to justify me and answer what I am for, but you, a new brood, native, athletic, continental, greater than before known. Arouse, for you must justify me. I myself but write one or two indicative words for the future. But I advance a moment only to wheel and hurry back in the darkness. I am a man who, sauntering along without fully stopping, turns a casual look upon you and then averts his face, leaving it to you to prove and define it, expecting the main things from you.
Good evening. You've made it through the work week. You've made it to Friday night. You've made it through the selection of the next pontiff, and you have made it to World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. I'm your humble host, J. Todd Underhill. With me, I have Michael Amade.
Hey, how are you, brother?
I'm doing good. How are you doing, brother?
I'm doing well. You know, this last week was a pretty epic week. I mean, we had the selection of the Pope.
We
had a lot of things. We also had
black smoke, a lot of white smoke. You know,
a lot of, and you know, we also, and this didn't get much coverage. I actually had a gigantic taco dilemma and debacle happen this week, which I will share later.
Okay. And then with us, we have our third co-host and operating all things technical. Sometimes his name, Ape Boy.
Howdy.
Hey, brother. Welcome aboard.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Your microphone's working just fine.
It is,
and you're sounding good.
Okay.
As usual.
Well. Thank you. So, I appreciate that.
So what's new? What's with the thing?
What?
The thing I don't want to bring up, but I mean, I got to ask.
What thing?
The thing?
The thing.
All right. I had it on the wrong computer. I forgot to save it to the other computer.
Zoinks.
Again.
All right. No worries.
No, okay. Okay.
That right. Thing? What thing were you talking about?
We'll talk about another
you're
thing
absolved.
Later.
Absolved.
We
all
have
right.
Another thing.
Okay. We do need to take care of paying our bills. So, this station's general underwriter for this hour is Latin Life Denver. Anything and everything pertaining to Latin community in Colorado, check them out, latinlifedenver.com. If you're Latin or just Latin curious, check them out, latinlifedenver.com. Also, at the Beach Tanning Salon, 31 locations in the Denver metro area, go to kzkoradio.com to enter to win for a $30 gift card to At the Beach. Check them out at btanning.com. And, of course, our sponsors.
Yes.
We've got usacarpetinc.com.
That's right.
And Idle Voice Lessons.
That's right.
Thank you guys very much for making this poetic platform possible. I do want to let you know the rules. We want your poetry 1 to 3 minutes long. We want it clean. We don't want any cursing. We will push the envelope when it comes to, I guess, subject matter. We want to be a good example for the kiddies out there. If you drop the magical F-bomb, you are immediately ejected. Our board monkey has been instructed as to the rules, and he will play fairly. If you run a little bit over, we're okay. We're forgiving of that. In fact, I've heard of a person wanting to call up and share a little bit longer of a poem. They're welcome to. Our number is 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. And also, you know, we have people who sometimes don't feel really comfortable reading on the air. I can understand it could be nerve-wracking for people. So
yeah, it's just us and, what, 10 million people, 10 billion people worldwide, 7 billion, whatever.
Yeah, yeah, they're all listening to this radio show at the same time.
No,
yes, every last one, including the ones in the womb.
Wow. Yes. Anyway, so... If you're a little uncomfortable reading on the air, you do want to have your poetry read on the air, you can go to worldpoetryopenmic.net and just send it in a contact form. We've actually had a bunch of poets send stuff in. We're going to do some from that we received from the website this week as well.
Awesome. We do have our first caller. Please welcome to the line this week from Pennsylvania. She is Ellie.
Hi, Jay Todd. How are you?
I'm good. How are you tonight?
I'm great. Great. I hope you don't have any more snow out there.
I have a little bit of weather whiplash, actually. We were expecting 8 to 14 inches last Friday, and it turned out to be a bust. We only got 4 inches of snow. And then today, as we were driving in, it was actually 77 degrees by my car's thermometer.
Oh, wonderful.
Love Denver, Colorado.
Spring is just about here. Well, I've got two poems about spring.
All right.
Get us in the mood. The first one is called Lady Spring, and it is a pantoum. Lady Spring will rise from her bed very soon. She will shower neath warm, gentle rain, opening her closet of earthen splendor. Spring will adorn her favorite flowery dress. She will shower neath warm, gentle rains a bonnet of bluebirds and lavender lace. Spring will adorn her favorite flowery dress, scenting her loveliness with lilac perfume, a bonnet of bluebells and lavender lace, so lovely as she waltzes the garden path, scenting her loveliness with lilac perfume, embracing each petal with sunbeams caress, so lovely as she waltzes the garden path, opening her closet of earthen splendor, embracing each petal with sunbeams caress, Lady Spring will rise from her bed very soon.
Very good. Well done.
Thank you, Jayton. And I've got a little trilogy about the crocus.
Alrighty.
It's a haiku trilogy. It's called Spring's Ode to the Crocus. First caress of spring, precious dear little crocus, open your petals. Little queen so small, the garden is full of you, till the daffodil. I long for your smile, purple, yellow, and so white. Spring's first sweet hello.
Nice. I like that.
Thank you. Well, thank you very much, Jay Todd.
Oh, thank you, and thank you for calling our show.
Ellie, okay. It's always a pleasure.
Oh, yeah, me too. You guys have a good night. I'll be listening to the rest of the show.
Well, I'm excellent. Looking forward to it. Thank you very much. Once again, if you want to call in like Ellie, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. We have room for you to read your poetry on the air. We don't have a specific theme, although...
Although, it's a big week.
It's a big week. St. Patrick's Day, a.k.a. my yearly blackout day, is coming up on Sunday.
Exactly. I pretty much have bail money set aside for that moment.
I have not yet. I have not yet needed bail money.
That's a good thing.
Before. That's good. Well, we have the phones ringing already. Like we said before, if you want to read your poetry on the air, if you've read before and you want to call back in, which we have such a great community that calls in.
Oh, we do.
Or if you're new and you want to read on the air, give it a try. 303-386-3598.
Once again, it's 303-386-3598. And really, if you're really on the edge, this is no big thing, really. Radio is an instantaneous art. So even if you do flub, like I do all the time, no one will know 25 years from now. So,
well, you know, when people are coming through space, it will be out. I'm kidding.
That's just kidding.
I'm kidding.
All right. Once again, we do have another caller. Please welcome to the line. He is Dennis from Michigan.
Hello, J. Todd and Michael.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm actually sober for the show because this is St. Paddy's weekend.
Yes, it is.
We have to take the Irish take their poetry seriously. Very much so.
Yes, they do.
That and a couple other things. So,
I have a poem that I wrote this last week.
Excellent.
It is a new form that I've never written before. The form is called Twisted End, and it was created by Nicole Alexander. The name of my poem is At Last.
Okay.
Warmer breeze and hint of green, dolls, winter eyes to welcome the scene, the emerald sheen, grand to be seen. From the house outside I'm lured, the robin's call is gladly heard, fresh air preferred, I heard the bird. I see some budding on the trees, and soon to follow buzzing bees. Buds on the tree, and insects please. This season, its delights to bring. We rejoice, new songs we sing. Our praises ring, for it is spring.
Nice. Well done.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was great, Dennis.
Dennis, do you have that form like written down as far as what you're supposed to follow with that?
No.
No?
I don't.
I kind of want to give it a try. I was wondering if you could forward me the information on that poetic form.
No, the form is called Twisted End.
So I can email Nicole Alexander and grab that?
I could forward that to you.
That'd be awesome. And it seems to me also you had a request of me too, right?
Yes, sir. I would like you, J. Todd, to read your poem, St. Paddy's Sonnet.
Well, I'm one to always take requests, so I'm going to do this for you, Dennis. Thank you very much.
And thank you. I'll be listening, and have a great St. Paddy's Day, all of you.
Thank
God
you.
Bless you.
Have
you
a safe too, one to yourself.
Thank you.
Okay, and so by request, this is called St. Paddy's Sonnet. The dancing shamrock does bring to mind the Emerald Isle's new morning dawn. Springtime rainbows are such a pleasant find as I dream of chasing the leprechaun. I'm always chasing the rainbows in search of that elusive pot of gold. 'Tis all blarney, says my best of friend, true Irishmen are never bought or sold. Alas, the leprechaun cannot be caught, but luck rolls in and out as does the tide. Remembering this when I am distraught keeps a level of lightness deep inside. Remember, those elves are quite unwilling to part with even the slightest shilling. And that's my St. Paddy sonnet.
I think
Dennis did it better because he's got a really good accent. I can't do that.
You know, I think we established earlier on in the show that you I love you for a lot of things, brother, but your accents are not there.
No, I can probably do like Missourian and Canadian. Anyway.
Now, it looks like we're coming up on a break time here. And
our control freak, I mean, our board op is telling us that it's break time.
And I don't blame him.
So if you do want to share your poetry, call in. We'll get you queued up during break. 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. We have a lot of great poetry coming up, so stick with us.
Once again, you're listening to World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. On KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life.
Come to the beach and get your tan on. With over 31 locations in the Denver metro area, At the Beach is sure to put some color back in your life. For more information, visit their website at www.atbtanning.com. Also log on to www.kzkoradio.com to join the Vibe Club today for your chance to win a $30 gift card. At the beach, it's tanning time, baby.
Are you looking for a new piercing or tattoo? Phantom 8 Tattoo and Piercing is the place. Come in and check out their artist work and schedule your appointment today. Don't forget to mention KZKO to receive an hour off your session. Phantom 8 Tattoos and Piercing, conveniently located on South Broadway in Englewood. Or visit Phantom8.com.
Well, in the merry month of May, now from me home I started, left the girls and two were nearly broken hearted, saluted father dear, kissed me darling mother, drank a pint of beer, me grief and tears to smothered enough to reap the corn.
Right on.
For I was born. God,
it's St. Patrick's Day weekend. I'm ready to get my drink on, but not before finishing the show. Once again, you're tuned in to World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in world poetry, or next evolution in poetry radio. Easy for me to say.
Well, this next break might be the next evolution.
Wow, both of you.
And this is now where we just slip into speaking in tongues.
Exactly.
That's what's going to happen.
Once again, if you want to call in with your poetry, 303-386-3598. If you get a message system, just leave a message, call right back, because we want to know where you're calling from, but we also want to know how many callers are not getting through to us. And then if you call back, we can actually talk to you when the phone line's free, like Kat did from Arizona.
Hi, guys. How are you guys doing tonight?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Oh, I'm fabulous. I've had some real miracles happen this week.
Oh, really? You have? That's great to hear.
Like true pontiff-type miracles or just like minor ones?
I lost my wallet, and it came back completely intact.
Well, that's
that
excellent.
That is awesome. Very well. You must have had some really good karma thing working going on for you.
Well, I just think God is out for fools, and apparently I was a fool this week.
He's on me like flies on a...
Yeah, well, no, anyway, I can definitely share that as well. I can definitely share. Kat, that sounds excellent. That's actually, you know, it's very cool that when you're able to look at little things like that and really see the magic in that. That's really, you know, a great way to live. But it's also something I think a lot of poets do.
Exactly. I live that way day to day. I truly am believe that ignorance is bliss, and I'm one of the happiest people walking the face of the earth.
Great. And now you have a radio show. This is just kind of how it works.
Isn't it?
So, Kat, what do you have for us?
I have a poem called The Dragon and the Princess.
Oh, excellent. Sounds great.
In a faraway place in which eagles race, lives a princess who personifies grace. She often sits alone by a sacred pool, dangling her toes in the water to cool. It is where she found her purpose in life, away from the bustle of palace strife. A baby dragon, orphaned before birth, the last in all the lands of the earth. He has found the nurturing hands of love in this royal majesty as gentle as a dove. She is committed to see to his every need, for his protection has been decreed. In this place, he will grow and mature, under her watchful eyes, safe and secure. And when the time comes that he's an adult, her eternal protection will be the result.
Well done. We even have guests in the production booth applauding for that one.
Yeah, actually, that was a really kind of cool, evocative one. What kind of were you? What was your inspiration for writing that one?
Well, there was a contest on allpoetry.com that had this lovely picture of this woman in a pool holding a baby dragon.
I think I saw that one, actually. That I almost entered it myself. I'm glad I didn't, because I would have been schooled on that contest. Well done.
Well, very cool,
Thank
Kat.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. And, hey, happy early St. Patrick's Day to you.
Well, to to you guys, too. I guess we'll all have to have some green beer in a couple of days.
That's
right. I'm all about the green beer. Thank you, Kat. Once again, if you want to call in like Kat did, go ahead and give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. And, you know, speaking of St. Patrick's Day, I do have to get this off my chest because as a guy who's half Irish, I mean, I know I have the Italian last name, you know, really, I actually, as much as I joke around, I don't drink on St. Patrick's Day much. It is a cultural thing.
I treat St. Patrick's Day, New Year's Day, and the 4th of July all the same. I try to stay off the streets because that's when the amateurs are out and about.
That's when the amateurs, you know, except for New Year's Eve where you're all professionals and you drink with hats on.
So I said New Year's Eve, St. Patrick's Day, and 4th of July. No, they're all amateurs. Anyway.
Fair enough.
If you're going to drink, drink professionally and do it on a night that nobody's going to be out. No, don't drink and drive at all. Anyway,
wow.
We do have a submission from our email. Actually, this was sent in by a close friend of the MSC family. This is by Teresa Sorrentino. And this is entitled, In the Shadows. Here I am, standing in the shadows, watching you grow into the person I always knew you could be. I could only stand and gaze at you now, for I've raised you to be the very best. You have your own family now, and I see all the values and qualities that I instilled in you. And those are the same qualities that were given to me so long ago. God gave me a job. I did it well. He now says to stand back and watch, stay in the shadows, and know in your heart that life goes on, and you did your part. Right on. Strong work, Teresa.
Yeah.
Well done. Thank you for submitting that.
Now, we, you know, we're always looking for poets to be calling in. Give us a call at 303-386-3598. We do have a caller on the line. We have Isaiah from Utah. How are you, Isaiah?
I'm good.
Hey, welcome aboard, brother.
Yep. I have actually two poems I wanted to read.
Excellent.
All right. The first one is it's Addiction Prediction.
Okay.
And it's okay. Okay. Oblivious to the world around your addiction, and everyone else takes one look and makes their prediction. You're caught wishing away all conviction, just reminiscing on what seemed like yesterday. The thought crossed your mind that someone like you would never end up this way. But circumstances always change, and you're presented and tested and led down the wrong lane, filled with shame along with the person you became, not worried about blame because your thirst for the worst is ready for you to reclaim its curse. So the search continues while living sober offends you. How much longer can someone pretend to stare when there's nothing there but memories to bear? Everyone is given their fair share.
Right on.
Alrighty.
And what's the second one?
Okay, and then this other one is called internal referral. Okay. Life goes on, and time makes sure you move along. What is will soon be looked upon. What was is gone, and the past is only a reflection. We seem to reminisce in sections, recalling the morals and lessons we learned, so trying to forget the people we burned, but remembering the things we earned. So we are alert and ready for life to take another turn. It's universal as it is internal. There is no rehearsal to living in this world, nor is there a referral to an eternal life in this world.
Well done.
Yeah.
Right on, Isaiah.
And it's a strong showing as always.
As always with him.
Now, Isaiah, tell people how, so you have a book out. Tell people how to find it if they're interested.
Yeah, it's on Amazon. You can go to Amazon, eBay. You know, you can just go into Google and type in "Read and Relate."
Okay.
And by Isaiah Walling Bull, and it should just pop up. But these poems that I read tonight are from my new book that I just got started on.
Oh, excellent.
Very good. And when are you trying to have that out by?
Probably in a few months. I've already started on it. I'm kind of getting to the end of it, but I'm just going through and, you know, fixing it up and getting ready for it to be actually published.
It's exciting. It's a good process, the process of creation like that.
Yeah.
Well, I you know, when you get that second book out, give us a call. We'd love to plug that as well for you.
All righty. Thanks very much.
All right. Thank you. Hey, happy St. Patrick's Day to you. If you... Sure. If you want to call in, it's 303-386-3598.
Once again, it's 303-386-3598. And good advice to follow is if you're calling us in, turn your computer down, turn your radio down, because we don't want the delay to throw you off on your poetry reading. And it's not that we don't want you to hear yourself, because obviously we archive the show on our website afterwards. So go back and listen to yourself after the show.
That's right. That's right. No.
Oh, no.
Yep.
We're getting that look.
He's got his paper.
Oh, geez.
So every week, Jay Todd and I have to listen to JT.
16 weeks now.
Otherwise known as the know-it-all.
Yes.
Correct us. Every show.
I try.
Yes.
And it's really my least favorite part of the show.
I don't mind.
I literally go into fits over here.
I was perfect last week. I had zero corrections.
Actually, no.
What?
Yeah, sorry.
What do you mean? I was not wrong last week. I had nothing in the corrections.
No, last week, you were not wrong.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
Yes.
As far as the previous week, you didn't have any corrections. But, however, you did say something that was really interesting.
Okay.
You said 16 weeks we'd been on the air. You corrected yourself. However, on the site, you said this was episode 16.
Last week,
as opposed to episode 15. This week is episode 16.
Yeah, I caught myself. That's why I put the version 2.0
on
our website.
So, the second thing, real quick, Mike.
Yes.
You said we were getting about 10,000 feet of snow.
Yeah.
We got about 4 inches on the ground.
Right.
However, given the size of Denver, okay, which is 154.9 miles squared.
Sounds about right.
Okay. Yeah. The snowfall accumulated up to 3,271,488 square feet
of
snow.
Well, of course, when I said 10,000, what I really meant
was
3.5 million,
right,
roughly.
Right.
Now, you know, that's actually, you mentioned kind of doing that calculation at the meeting, and that's actually pretty cool. I got to be honest with you. I normally don't like the correct. That's pretty awesome.
That is awesome.
Yeah, thank you for doing that. Okay. That's pretty cool.
What if we'd gotten the predicted 8 inches? Do you know what that would have been?
Oh, I do, actually.
Oh, geez.
The 8 inches would have been 6,542,976 cubic feet. And I'm sorry, that 3 million before was cubic feet.
Okay.
It's volume-wise.
But what would happen if that all existed in space?
It would just be a solid block of ice.
Let's go back here.
All right. Do you have anything else you want to humiliate it with?
No. We do have a caller on the line.
Because poetry comes first.
Poetry comes first.
Please welcome to the line, Steve. Steve, are you there?
Hello. Hi. Yes, I am.
Hey, welcome.
First off, I want to thank you so much. You read one of my pieces last week, and you did a much, much better job than I could possibly do myself.
Oh, that was Michael that did that, and he rocked it. I loved that piece, by the way.
Oh, Steve, it was a very well-written piece.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And happy St. Patrick's Day to both of you before I forget.
Same to you.
Yes, wish us now while we're sober before you forget, because if you wish us while we're not sober, we will forget.
and I get a two for this weekend, because the New York City parade is tomorrow, and then our local parade on Sunday. So.
Oh, that's good. That's going to be great.
I will be a tired old man come Monday.
That's good, though. You got to live hard, right?
That's what vacation time's for.
So what do you have for us, Steve?
Well, I've got one in honor of St. Patrick's Day.
Okay.
If I can, and then if you'll give me a chance, one short one after that.
Absolutely.
We'd love to.
Okay. The first one is called My Grandfather by the Shore. I see you standing by the shoreline, gazing out to sea. Are you searching for that far distant shore you left, the waves that lulled you to sleep as a boy and would greet you in the morning as you wandered the far green hills? Or do you see the long gray swells that carried you here so very long ago, those swells that lifted the steerage ship and set you down again for days on end as you left one life behind, to head into the west, daring to create another? Or do you see in those waves the strife and the calm, the terror and the majesty, the rolling of the years? or do those tear-filled eyes see these waves like you, crashing ashore with power and hope, yet ever receding homeward, drawn back from whence you came by a stronger eternal pull, while throwing forth bits of froth that anchor upon this western shore, yet are lost to the greater sea. Your children, cast upon this sand, yet separated from the sea that gave them birth.
Wow. Not only is he a great poet, but he's a great spoken word artist. First time on our show, and he just drives it home. Pow. Out of the park.
Now, Steve, that's before you move on to the next one, because I know you have another poem, that's my type of poetry, man. I really enjoy that stuff.
Thank you. You have no idea how good you are making me feel.
Oh. No, you made yourself feel good. You made yourself sound good for that.
Well, thank you.
All right. Well, thank you very much. So what do you have? What's the next one?
The next one is in a completely different tone.
Okay.
Since it's Friday night, for some people, they're having more fun than speaking on the phone on the radio.
Yeah, we're so cool, aren't we?
Yeah.
You know? My daughter was home from spring break last weekend, and she got to see her father in full geek mode going, "Hey, they read my stuff on the radio."
Great.
That's awesome.
This one is called The Exotic in Great Neck. On aubergine satin sheets in a room of secret suburban sin, the exotic sighs. While summer sunlight slants through the blinds, casting a russet glow on the polished hardwood floors and an olive sheen upon her sweat-slicked skin, from which the scent of sandalwood arises. "Hush," she says, "hush," as she reaches across her lover's body and turns her husband's picture toward the wall.
Well done.
Wow.
Wow. Why didn't you call our show sooner? That's great stuff, man.
Steve, you know, really, we enjoy it, and thank you for calling. We really hope that you become a regular contributor, because it's definitely a quality of work we're really looking forward to.
Well, thank you very much, and thank you for this program.
Absolutely.
Oh,
it's outstanding.
I want you to do me a favor, though. I want you at both parades to be very safe, okay?
I'm one of those Patties who... my two-fisted drinking is two coffees, and has been for 29 years, 10 months, and some odd days.
That's all right. Up until the last 2 years, I was 7 years clean, and then life kind of jumps on you at times.
It does.
But you know, Steve, I'm going to be right with you. I'm much more the coffee guy myself, so I'll be out there as well.
Can we get green coffee? Anyway.
Yeah, you can figure it out. Hey, Steve, thank you so much. We really look forward to hearing again. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Have a wonderful week.
You too.
Once again, if you want to tune in like Steve, give us a call. You want to call in like Steve, give us a call 303-386-3598.
But if you call in with a poet with a poem to 303-386-3598, you might have a great time too.
Right.
We're having a good time kind of building this community here. However, we're told we have to go to break, and we have a lot of great stuff coming up, including a debut of a new haiku master theme. So
we are debuting that this week, aren't we?
And we're
we promised it
works.
Last week, but we didn't deliver.
Yeah, well, this might be a little bit over-delivery this time. But anyway, give us a call, 303-386-3598. We have some great poetry coming up.
Once again, you're listening to World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio on KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life.
Tired of cutting coupons and looking for deals or ways to save money? Daily Pocket Deals has everything you need, offering new deals for local businesses every day. Daily Pocket Deals is sure to keep more money in your pocket. Visit dailypocketdeals.com and enter promo code KZKO to be automatically entered to win one of many great prizes.
Zing Tea is an all-natural premium green tea made with pure cane sugar and honey. Tea on the go has never been so easy. Zing Tea offers 14 different flavors that you can enjoy hot or cold. Also available in new big gallons. Check out KZKORadio.com for the link today.
Thank you. wish I was in Carrickfergus.
World Poetry Open Mic by KZKO, The Vibe, a progressive broadcaster in modern life. We are the next evolution in poetry radio. And we wouldn't be anything without you guys calling in and sharing your poetry. So if you want to give us a call, 303-386-3598. We do have a caller on the line. Please welcome Debbie from Saratoga Springs. That's New York, right?
Yes, it's in New York.
Right on. So two callers in a row from New York.
That's great. Now, welcome, Debbie. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome. It was my pleasure to.
Well, excellent. So what do you have for us tonight?
I have a poem that I wrote for a friend of mine. He writes for a paper called Street Sights in Providence, Long Island.
It's okay.
It's a paper for the homeless, and I'm very proud of the work he does for that.
Right.
Excellent.
So this one's for my friend David Eisenberg.
Okay.
It's called Roving Reporter.
All right.
David's poetry touches the hearts of many. Roving reporter for a paper called Street Sights. Helping the homeless, January comes. Backpacking in winter snow, some even knee-deep. He continues on with pride, taking his notes, reporting. Much admiration I hold for his tender heart. A poet as he, giving up his compassion, love, and affection for all.
Well done. Nice.
Thank
ode.
You.
And what was his name again? Let's try and look him up, Google him later.
His name is David Eisenberg.
Okay, I was afraid you said David Icke at first, and I was like, what the? Anyway, Google no, David Icke, you'll understand what I'm talking
David
about.
David Eisenberg, you might know him as a fire in this heart on All Poetry.
Oh, he's another writer. Why isn't he calling our show, too?
Oh, I've been telling him to.
You know what we're going to do? We're going to call him next week and just be like, hi, we wondered if you were going to read something.
Exactly. We should. What's his number? No, I'm just kidding. Debbie, thank you again for adding your wonderful poetry to our show. I cannot express enough thank you for that.
I'm only happy to.
Excellent. Thanks so much. And hey, happy St. Patrick's Day or early St. Patrick's Day to you.
Same to you.
All right. Once again, if you want to call in like Debbie, give us a call, 303-386-3598. It's that simple, man. You just pick up the phone, dial 10 digits, and you're in.
Yeah, and those 10 digits happen to be 303-386-3598. Only someone who was thinking about reading poetry on the show would call that number.
I know that there are people out there thinking they should just pick up the phone and dial.
There's some guy just walking down the street, and out of nowhere, he's like, you know, I don't know why. I just have this phone number stuck in my head that's 303-386-3598.
My wife actually says that I say that phone number in my sleep now. That is how ridiculous that is. Once again, 303-386-3598. If you want to join the World Poetry Open Mic, share your words with us. I'm going to go ahead and share one for Mr. Ape Boy, if that's all right.
Oh.
Yes. All right. So I was at a performance of another kind, and this person recited this poem, and I'm like, it reminds me of JT, our ape boy. This is just called reincarnation. What does reincarnation mean? Said our board opt, my friend. I, his pal, replied, it happens when your life is at its end. They comb your hair, they wash your neck, they clean your fingernails, and they lay you in a padded box away from your travails. The box in you goes in a hole that's been dug into the ground. Reincarnation starts in when you're planted neath the ground. Them clods melt down just like your box and you who is inside. And then you're just beginning on your transformation ride. In a while, the grass will grow upon your rendered mound. Till someday on your moldered grave a lonely flower is found. And say a horse should wander by and graze upon this flower that once was you, but now has become your vegetative bower. The posy that the horse done ate up with his other feed makes bone and fat and muscle essential to the steed. But some that is left he can't use, so it passes through, and finally lays upon the ground this thing that once was you. Then say, by chance, I wander by and see this upon the ground. I ponder and wonder at this object I have found. I think of reincarnation, of life and death and such, and I come away concluding, Ape-Boy, you haven't changed that much.
Oh! Nice! Yeah, well, thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Oh, digital communications again.
Now, speaking of the board op, JT, who I try not to refer to as the Ape-Boy, but
it's a loving term of endearment for him.
I know it is. Now, but he is known by another name.
He is.
Yes. Oh, yes, he is known as the Haiku Master. This is a work in progress.
Oh, he's a Haiku Master.
Celtic version.
Hi-ya!
That is so over the top, my friend. Oh, my goodness. I want to get a cell phone just so I can make that his ringtone on my cell phone.
That's exactly what it's going to be, by the way. And so, at any rate, this is... So, every week, he writes haiku, and he kind of gives me a few sheets here and things to choose from. And I actually have something here that he has written. And I'm going to have people kind of guess what it is. If you can figure out what it is, post to the World Poetry Open Mic Facebook page. Just if you have an idea, put it down. Here's a few. Pulled back and tied up. Swish back and forth with a run. Hair out of the way.
Okay.
Okay, that's one. Braided and tied back, sporty or low for chickness. That's C-H-I-C.
Cheekness.
Cheekness. Cheeky. Cheekness. A fashion statement.
Okay.
Okay. And one more. Hair. Everywhere. Rapunzel wasn't extreme. Pull it back and tie.
All right. I like that.
All right. So if you think you know what the central kind of theme besides hair, because that was said in the haiku, just put it on our Facebook page and we'll see if you have it right.
All right. And we have a return caller on the line.
Excellent.
Please welcome the guy that rocked our world last week with an amazing poem. He's got two? All right. Please welcome Kevin from Alabama.
All right. This poem here, some may agree with and some may not. It's called Are We Really United?
All right.
Ignorance, in addition to prejudice, are internationally known by all races, creeds, in developing human species. It's a shame when our country is fighting within itself, when outsiders coming in doing massive destruction to our nation's health. Yet, we try to be big brother or father figure to other nations while ignoring our own nation's situations, like the homeless, missing women and exploited children sold into slavery. We act divided instead of united, where one class while neither class want to compromise with the other. So to stay rich, living lives total utopian bliss, while backlashing the middle and lower working classes, breaking their backs, working to keep our nation going while in turmoil. There are suicide bombers doing millions of dollars of destruction in the news, saying kids shooting kids up in school, all for the lust of blood spilled on our country's soil. Prejudice is a wicked virtue when people are being hurt or killed from the twisted beliefs of others, thinking you're having an affair against your own race for dating or congregating outside your own race. Then judges and jurors convicting life and death sentences to the innocent sometimes just because of their race or how they look. Now who are they to play God? In God we trust are words labeled across our nation's currency, which is reproduced and distributed in a daily fashion, but yet they say our nation is still in a critical deficit. So where does our nation's currency go if not into the hands of power-hungry officials stuck on greed and corruption with their own imperial agenda? Or does it go into the bribery of other countries for self-purpose? This we all will never know. It looks as if our country was built for our leaders, the rich and the powerful, by our leaders, the rich and the powerful. The middle and lower working classes to break their backs for less plausible wages. So are we really united? That's the question.
Right on.
Wow.
Strong work, Kevin. And, you know, personally, I'll just say amen, brother. You're preaching to the choir on that one.
Now, Kevin, what else you got for us, buddy?
I got one called 5 Senses. Right. You ready?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. As I inhale, I take a deep breath and I smell the pleasant smells of honeysuckle that's been baked from the warmth of the sun, which leaves the air having a nice, sweet smell. The warm sun reflects off the moisture of the flowers and trees, looking as if there were diamonds dripping on the ground. While I listen to the pleasant breeze as the dew drops like tears off the gutters, falling to a half-empty pail that makes music for the perfect bird song. I stretch my arms and I yawn as the sun blows its breath and talks to the wind. I can feel it softly caress my skin like I had the finest masseuse massaging my body in the summer's eve wind. I nod my head and wave to say hi as I take a sip from my favorite beverage from my favorite cup and watch as traffic goers go by and wave back to me as they ride by and I wonder what destination for them awaits.
Wow.
Man. Kevin, it's really an honor to have you call and share your work. It's really powerful. I think it really adds a lot to the show.
Thought-provoking. I mean, what more could you ask for in poetry? And as far as that race thing goes, I just want you to know, in my world, there's 2 races, and that's it. All right, there are people that write, and there are people that like to read the writing. All right? You, my friend, are a quality writer.
Thank you.
That's great, man. Thank you so much, man. And have a happy St. Patrick's Day this weekend, okay? And have a safe one too.
Same yo.
All right. So if you want to call in just like Kevin did, give us a call 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. We're about to head into the last segment after this next commercial break. We're going to have some great kind of interesting stuff before the end of the hour, and we look forward to it.
All right. Once again, you're listening to World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio on KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life.
Hey, I'm DJ Richie Rich, host of Street Beats right here on KZKO The Vibe. Don't forget to check out my boys, Denver Autos. You can check them out at denverautostore.com or give them a call at 303-573-1333. The guy's name is Gonzalo. The place is called Denver Autos. That is the place to be. No credit, bad credit, any kind of credit, they can get you done, baby. Check them out at denverautostore.com or give them a call today, 303-573-1333. You mention any of us right here with MSC Radio Networks, you get $500 off your ride. Check them out today, denverautostore.com.
What better way to show you care than to send one of my mom's pies? Fresh homemade pies using nothing but the best local fruit and the finest ingredients. Handcrafted with love right out of their Boulder kitchen and passed down for 4 generations. That's my mom's pies. Call now, 303-652-6667. That's 303-652-MOMS. And order your pie today, or check out their delicious menu at mmpies.com, where you can select your pies upon request. That's my mom's pies. What are you waiting for?
A long time ago, when the earth was green, and there was more kinds of animals than you'd ever seen, they'd run around free while the earth was being born. But the loveliest of them all was the unicorn. There was
all
green
right.
Alligators,
the Irish Rovers of all people,
some Humpty Bacamas and some chimpanzees.
I want you to know.
Some cats and rats and elephants.
Sure, yeah, I wish
you're tugging at my heartstrings, my friend.
I wish everybody could see what I see at the moment.
I understand.
My mother loved this group. And she would blare this while she's doing her house cleaning. And I'm like, oh, Bob's cleaning house again. All right. So Just want to let you know, if you want to call in, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. However, we do have a caller on the line. His name is Bob. He's from New Mexico. How are you, Bob?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Doing excellent.
Doing better now that you're calling, Bob.
Yeah, well, I'm calling from Albuquerque. Happy St. Patrick's Day coming up, I guess.
Yeah, happy St. Patrick's Day to you.
I hear on St. Patrick's Day, everybody's Irish in Albuquerque.
Yeah, well, I'm not exactly Irish, but I could be if I wanted to.
There you go.
If you wanted. It's something that at certain times in the year we aspire to.
There you go.
So what do you have for us tonight?
I have another one poem about poets and poetry.
Oh, right. Excellent.
Yeah, called Progeny of Words.
Great.
So, okay, and this is it. Safe or death, the breath of the poet's voice will ring on. He is in tune with the music of the spheres, sustaining the eternal fire. He has a fire of his own, that which is given by greater realms and higher minds. O poet, 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 be the song of your own precious heart. You are bound to it regardless of its present state. Love it as it is, in light or in dark. Be as the Lord himself, not denying self. Be ever faithful to bear your soul with its flame, a mirror wherewith all may see themselves. Then you will be the laureate eternal, the very theme of your brethren poets. Let your words be your progeny. Produce them well, bearing your mark, your style. Work your children words. Heard them and gather them as you wish. Be ever pleased with the work of your being. Your words surround you, with you as their center. They can only speak of you, illuminate you. Then when you pass on, your heart may be silent, yet your progeny carry you on. Through your words, you still speak.
Nice. Wow. Well done.
I'm feeling we're having such a strong community of poets building. I mean, everything's just stellar that comes in.
Exactly. The community is growing. And, Bob, I'm glad you're a part of it.
Yeah, I think we all feed on each other. And now just by reading what everybody, I produce something like this. And in the last few months, I've been having a greater appreciation for that.
That's excellent. So,
I like this new community that has been born out of the crazy idea of a mad poet at Denny's. So,
great, Bob, and great work as always, man. Thank you, and you add so much to the show.
All right, so if you want to call in like Bob, give us a call, 303-386-3598. We can squeeze you in. You can be our last caller of the evening. If you dial quick,
it's 303-386-3598. We're in our last few minutes of the show.
Start dialing now. 303.
Right now. Wait.
Hold on. Oh, wait. I have something. Right. I totally forgot. I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
Hey, J. Todd.
Yes.
Alfred Lloyd Tennyson. Alfred Lloyd Tennyson.
Yeah.
Is not Bruce Wayne's butler.
What?
Nor Batman's male servant. Isn't that right, Bruce? Mike?
Yes.
That sounds about right.
Okay. So it's actually Alfred Pennyworth.
Oh, Pennyworth. Tennyson, yeah, okay.
Okay.
That's true. So, that is true.
Are we just going to go to last caller?
Yes, we are.
All right, just put them on.
Okay, it's individuality.
Hey, our last caller.
Wow, this is a way to just send the show into the stratosphere,
into orbit,
isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Hello, individuality. How are you?
Good, and you?
Doing very, very well. Thank you.
I have one tonight called Muse War 2.
All right.
Trying to swipe that buggy mute. Fly around my purple room. Arms folded, lips tooted, face tight and highly booted. My brilliant bipolar muse gave me inspiration, but did not consider my hopeless procrastination. Belated work on ideas she gave made her go on strike. Lost every idea in my mind. It happened overnight. Weeks later, no words written gave me quite a fright. Those who enter my purple paradise suddenly get inspired. Her work, I know I'm right. Bouncing off the walls, enforcing her rules and laws, my creativity on pause. How dare she? As stubborn as a mule who's acting really cruel, I'm tired of being defiant. Useless, I am dying. I beg this purple queen who inhabits this purple room to continue giving me thoughts on how to apologize to herself. She gave me one more thought that I'd hoped to save for later. That thought slipped away. Newswar 2 was in the waiting. That bipolar wicked witch shot an arrow that I missed. An idea I caught but sadly dismissed. A call she gave, I couldn't resist. Among my page, no words exist. How foolish was it to upset my muse. That bipolar wicked witch shot an arrow. Wait. How foolish was it to upset my muse. When she's angry, I'm hopelessly confused. What was I to do than to try and change her mood? But how to please a muse with an attitude.
Nice.
I messed up.
No, you didn't. I heard you sneeze, but you recovered really well.
Thank you.
Very, very well done.
Individuality, thank you so much, and have an absolutely great St. Patrick's Day, okay, this weekend?
Okay, you too.
Be right. Safe.
Thank you. Now, you know what's funny? I was, some people on the show know that I'm a musician. My very first performance with the band was actually on St. Patrick's Day years ago.
Wow.
I know. Now I was just thinking about that, hearing individuality, thinking I was about the same age.
I've never performed on St. Patrick's Day. I've done other holidays, but not St. Patrick's Day.
Not really? I wonder why.
Because I'm drunk. But no, I'm just kidding. All right, so we've done our last caller. We're going to wrap things up. I do want to take a moment and thank MSC Radio Network for having us on here and putting a home on for poetry, for poets worldwide to share their work. I also want to thank KZKO, and I want to give a special shout-out to Ira, who has spent a full year with our station. His anniversary was last night. We didn't get to come down for the celebration, but that doesn't mean that our spirit wasn't with you, brother. Thank you for coming, dedicating your life to KZKO.
He literally does, too. He's here every
60,
day.
90
day.
Hours a week. Yeah. In fact, I think I saw his cot when I was walking in. He sleeps here, too. All right, so we're going to wrap up in an unusual style for us. Normally, we'll do a poem or two and go to music as the outro. But I'm going to read you a piece, and then Michael's going to wrap us up, and then JT's going to go to the outro music. So thank you, everybody, for making this possible. This is a traditional Irish blessing that some attribute to St. Patrick. So may the road rise to meet you. May the wind be always at your back. The sunshine warm upon your face, the rains fall soft upon your fields, and until we meet again, may God hold you in the palm of his hand.
My favorite one. And here's one for my mother. Oh, Danny boy, the pipes are calling. From glen to glen and down the mountainside. The summer's gone and all the flowers are dying. Tis you must go and I must bide. But come ye back when summer's in the meadow, or when the valley's hushed and white with snow. 'Tis I'll be here in sunshine or in shadow. Oh, Danny boy, oh, Danny boy, I love you so. And if you come when all the flowers are dying, and I am dead as dead I well may be, you'll come and find the place where I am lying, and kneel and say an Ave there for me. And I shall hear those soft you tread above me, and all my dreams will warmer, sweeter be. And you'll not fail to tell me that you love me. And I will rest in peace until you come to me.
Shida wa moy, shida wa moy, shida wa moy, kale khnarigat. Shida wa moy, wala rishpori, skarak shikoshte hai bora khasharigat. Babeka sans team, gachi dani lang, sarai gajim, pashiran ni kavali. Khaak shin shtur, nai narara gos, khinok shishul, kale khnarigat. Shida wa moy, shida wa moy, shida wa moy. Connecticut, she the bum boy, while it is for his better, she got to have a fashion again. Mustn't the bows, and mustn't the bows, and mustn't the bows, a better than my show. Toss on the bows, a dozen of bows, my toss it all, his daughter, she Scared of the boss, scared of the boss, scared of the boss, a better in my show. Scared of the boss, scared of the boss, a shame, which for it is more in the fantasy.